small things like these in cinemas now.
Commuters, time for some tombola. Squeeze in on public transport. Late train's got you well caught. Bingo nighty, when you stop for a flat whitey. On a bus ride you'll be chilling, so you need to be alighted. It's your stop. Commuter, stroller, it's time for some tombola. And relax. With a bit of bingo. Open for fun. Terms apply, 18 plus. Please play safely.
Do you ever dream of being covered in Coleman's English mustard? I must admit, I do. Often. That yellow hue, that fiery kick. So bold, so lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today on me.
When you need a Nicktoonia rescue,
just yelp for help.
No matter the danger.
I'm ready for a rough, rough rescue.
Whoever's in need.
Paw Patrol to the lookout.
We've got the pup.
Big truck, air and ski, mighty pups, aqua pups, ready for action rider, sir.
For the job.
All paws on deck.
From the deep sea to dinos, from the roads to the skies.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Paw Patrol are always ready for action. On Nicktoonia.
Black Friday mega deals are now on at Go Outdoors. Shop mega discounts online and in store today with top brands like Rab, OEX, Berghaus, Columbia, Peter Storm, Merrill, Solomon and The North Face. Hurry, offer ends soon. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom.
Classic time wasting. Rock and roll football.
On Absolute Radio.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. No early kickoffs in the Premier League today, but in the Championship, Dyson. Big drama already.
Yeah, Middlesbrough hammering Luton 4-0. Blackburn 2-0 up at Cardiff and Stoke Millwall is 1-1.
Lots of excitement today. Loads of 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. And it's live!
you could unwrap a huge cash prize with our Christmas cash countdown.
£300,000.
Enter now at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Championship, Dyson.
Luton have got one back. They're now losing 4-1 at Middlesbrough. Jordan Clark with a consolation goal by the looks of it. And Cardiff have got one back at home to Blackburn, but they're still losing 2-1.
Well, David Turnbull on the 73rd minute for Cardiff. Loads of big games in the Premier League today. Here to preview them all is Matt Dyson.
Yes, and in a week where the mighty Nottingham Forest secure both Player and Manager of the Month awards in Premier League for Chris Wood and Nuno Espirito Santo, it brings me great sadness to tell you the third in the table, Tricky Trees, are not in action today. Their game against Newcastle doesn't take place until tomorrow afternoon, so we'll have to make do with some of the also-rans from outside the Champions League places today from three. The bottom two go head-to-head as Wolves take on Southampton, where someone surely needs to address the elephant in the room when it comes to Wolves boss Gary O'Neill. Did he get turkey teeth over the summer? His smile seems to have suddenly started shining brighter than it used to. If you've noticed, and I for one think there may have been some budget dental tourism going on. It looks like he spent more on the continent over the summer than his club did in the transfer market. But the trouble with turkey teeth is that you can always tell. They're not the most subtle procedure to try and style out. Maybe that's why the team have started the season so badly. He's lost the respect to the dressing room. Still, at least if the floodlights fail at Molineux today, he can just crack a smile and everything will be visible. In terms of the Southampton team news, I know what you're thinking. What's the latest on Will Smallbone? He's still a shrinking violet, I'm afraid. It's still very cold at the moment. Not even visible in the dugout, apparently. Elsewhere, West Ham try and move on from last weekend's City Ground mauling at home to Everton. No Mohamed Kudus, though he's going to miss the next three matches after his ban for a red card during their defeat against Spurs last month was upgraded to 5 games.
Good.
Because after the initial foul, he kept going around shoving his hand into the faces of Tottenham players. Very little kudos for Kudus from the new boss. Edison Alvarez is also suspended and on Lopetegui's least liked list after his completely unnecessary sliding lunge that got him a second yellow at Forest. Crystal Palace have a few big names out injured ahead of their London derby with Fulham. The Judder man Will Hughes also suspended after getting 5 bookings. And there's a battle of the mid-table bees as Brentford play Bournemouth at the high-tech community stadium. In a week where Fenerbahce boss Jose Mourinho has accused VAR of smelling bad, we bring you the pine-fresh scent of rock and roll football, a blast of pure delight dispensed via air horns, goals and real music mattering.
Yes, Dyson! Oh. Sensational!
Smells good, doesn't it?
But also, what happened to high-tech?
Yes, they're still around. They came back.
Was it
Silver Flash? High-tech Silver Flash?
I just remember they were a big deal at primary school.
They were huge, weren't they? Yeah.
If you've still got some high-tech, let us know.
If you're wearing high-tech,
please get in touch. Are you wearing high-tech?
I'd love to hear
from you. Text us, 8-12-15. Comment about high tech has brought back a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, actually, what was like
the cheapo brand of trainers that you had. So, like, some kids were lucky. They always got Reebok pumps or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of us had to make do with Mercury.
I had Gola football boots in primary school, and they were pretty bad. Oh, no, when they first came out. Maybe since they've had some sort of...
renaissance.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Looking back through rose-tinted specs. But, yeah, I'm not sure Gola were great at the time.
Mercury, do you remember those?
Oh, yes.
Club.
Yeah. Club.
I had a lot of Club and Mercury.
Yeah, but I've seen the high-tech Silver Shadow, as they are. I mixed it up with the Dunlop...
Green Flash. Green
Flash, that was it. I was mixing it up. Dunlop trainers were a hard one to wear at school, weren't they?
Rigid.
Yeah, they led to a lot of bullying, unfortunately, if you had the wrong trainers on back then.
Man, brutal.
But we have found one person who's worn high-techs recently. Lord Stephen Phillips on Twitter. His dad says he's still got a pair of high-techs that his uncle... had, and his uncle was one of the major importers of high tech many years ago on Twitter, apparently.
Oh, wow.
People are still importing high tech.
Well, that's it. There must be a market for it. But let us know, what was like the worst pair of trainers you had? I mean, I had so many bad pairs of trainers. Yeah. Off the market.
Ones that
didn't even have cushioning in the sole. It was just like, heel was just straight
like onto the plimsolls you'd wear for PE. Man. You know, those were, they were horrible.
I remember when my feet got too big, instead of buying me a new pair of plimsolls, my mum just cut the toes off the end of them. My feet would stick out the end.
Oh, no. I've heard of that happening with ingrown toenails, but not just as a fashion choice.
What, that people cut off the end of their shoes?
Yeah, when they had ingrown toenails, they would cut the end off just to sort of ease the pain. We've also had a Silver Shadow text come in. Yes, people are wearing
them. People are remembering Silver Shadow.
People are wearing them, yes.
This is a big deal. We've got a finger on the pulse of the badly shoed nation.
Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet. Get a free bet builder on a selected match each week. Use pre-match min odds evens, value £1 to £20, terms apply. 18 plus, bet responsibly, gambleaware.org.
For car insurance, you can rely on NFU Mutual. We pay out on 99% of car insurance claims with no quibble. And if you're hit by an at-fault, uninsured driver, your no-claims discount is protected. Conditions apply. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder we're a Which? Recommended car insurance provider. February 2024. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Hey Sainsbury's, can you help me work some magic for my veggie in-laws?
Absolutely. I'd go with our creamy vegan roast carrot galette or our handmade dinky dim sum selection. They look just like mini vegetables. Am I right, BFG?
Way better than any snozcumber.
Looking for something that'll knock everyone's Christmas socks off? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Dim sum from 20th of November, galette from 4th of December.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for...
CEOs.
People in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50? That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
In the Hayes Travel No Deposit event, book selected 2025 or 2026 Royal Caribbean holidays with nothing to pay up front. Incredible family fun, epic itineraries in the Med and beyond. All yours with no deposit when you spread the cost with our interest-free direct debit plan. The Hayes Travel No Deposit event ends on November the 10th, so don't wait. Book your Royal Caribbean holiday in your local branch today. Hayes Travel. At all protected.
True. One massive heist. Do you want in? Paddy's Mansion Heist is an online game show at Paddy Power with entertaining hosts and four live-action bonus rounds, all set within Paddy's Mansion. Bet on the different wheel segments and explore the mansion. Crack Paddy's Vault and win up to 4,000 times your bet. Think you've got what it takes to beat the bookie? Play the first ever live game show made exclusively for Paddy Power. Search Paddy's Mansion Heist to join the crew. Paddy Power.
Full T's and C's apply. Please play responsibly. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Not enough belief in the team.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
I'm gonna find them all.
Santa isn't here yet, but he's probably looking for a cash advance.
You could win £300,000
with our Christmas cash countdown
at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Full times in the championship and an absolute goal fest at grassroots level.
Unbelievable. York 5, Hartlepool 3 is the latest score. What a game that sounds like. Who needs early Premier League games?
Exactly. Do you know what? I enjoy lower league football.
Do you?
No. I'm so pleased we don't have to concentrate on the championship anymore. Yeah. But for now we're doing it. It's Cardiff 1, Blackburn 3.
Yeah.
Final score. Middlesbrough ended up beating Luton 5-1 and Stoke Millwall 5-1. Ended 1-1. Now we're talking about high tech and just bad trainers you got as a kid. High tech actually were seen as a brand when
I
was
at school.
Pretty
impressive to start with. Then they lost it a bit.
Well, Rich says high tech were for the geeks. Ooh. Army issue trainers for the people who couldn't afford or care for Nike or Adidas.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, but we couldn't afford them. So, like, that doesn't make you a geek. Yeah. Because you can't
poor
afford
people
branded
are
goods.
All geeks.
Yeah, you nerds. Yeah. Man, I wasn't a nerd. Then he says, they got me to do a relaunch campaign about 5 years ago. Peckham types.
Wow.
Started wearing the silver flash.
Yes, I know some people that wear them now as a sort of hipster fashion item. Yeah.
There you go. I think he means modern Peckham types, not Del Boy and Rodney.
No, yeah, that's what he means, I think, yeah.
Like they do with Specs and Casio watches. They became super cool again, but the brand couldn't understand what was happening. So they went back to being boring and bland. That's Rich's analysis of high tech.
Amazing. This is deep. We're getting deep into this
issue.
We
are indeed.
Oh, I love it.
Someone here says they gave up trying to be cool late 90s and targeted nerdy walkers and ramblers, hence their big outdoor brand. Why is this nerd idea?
This is high tech. Yeah, I don't think they were ever that nerdy.
Surely nerds wear shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what your average Point Dexter has got on. They're not even trying to wear fancy trainers, are they?
No, it's crazy. But let us know, what's the worst pair of trainers you had? Mine were like just off the market, Mercury, Club.
Yeah, fake one. Yeah, just fake market ones are always bad.
Do you know what I did like was the ones, and we never had these, but the ones that were like clearly rip-offs, like Abibas.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
I saw Adidas
in
a market in London a couple of years ago with like double S on the end.
Oh, no, yeah.
Adidas.
Adihash, as some of them.
Oh,
some
that
of the
was so bad. Those ones. Oh, like the jeans that had the fake bullet holes in and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man. Market clothes.
Oh, market
clothes. It's a total subgenre of fashion.
It is, isn't it? It's amazing.
We've got to talk more about market clothes during a football radio show.
Rayo. The new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more.
Here's something you haven't heard much of. It's new music on Absolute Radio.
Manic Street Preachers.
We have had a lot of messages about market clothes. And one in particular has rung some bells.
Charlie in New Barn says simply, can we talk about spliffy jeans?
Man, they were so
That's what
bad.
You were alluding to, wasn't it? With the gunshot holes.
Yeah.
The fake gunshot holes.
So they had fake gunshot holes and then red material behind
oh,
it.
Yes.
It
oh.
was so bad.
And Spliffy was like a little graffiti character, wasn't he, I think? Was he?
I am sure you couldn't buy these in the shops. They were sold exclusively on market.
Strictly market material.
Eclipse as well was another one that was very much in that ilk.
Oh, amazing. And they were massive. You know, they'd probably still be in fashion now, these big, huge jeans. I think so, yeah.
I have an opposite view. I don't think they were in fashion then, and I still don't think they're in fashion now.
No, and then you'd probably sort of tuck the bottom of the jeans into your socks as well. And then remember that look that was very
Like you'd cycle to work.
Yeah, they looked like cyclists, but it was more of a sort of rude boy thing to do. Fold them around and tuck them into your socks.
I don't remember that bit. And you were cooler than me.
I didn't do it. I mean, it looks horrible, but...
Well, if you remember these brands, if you still got any, my God, do tweet us a picture at R&R Football. The models
are... Yeah, some great ones come in. Lonsdale is a popular one. Ascot. Remember Ascot trainers? They're pretty bad.
A lot of trainers were really hard. They were like shoe hard.
Yes.
But had rubber soles.
They were painful. They should be comfortable. Now they're so comfortable. It's like walking on air.
Nike Air.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly.
Someone here says, growing up on a council estate in the 70s, we didn't have trainers. But I do remember having to wear a pair of knockoff Converse mum had got me from the market, along with the worst pair of jeans ever. They were called Bobby Washables. Were stiff as cardboard even after 10 washes.
Bobby Washables.
Sadly, amazing. My fashion sense hasn't got any better with age, says Stuart Rochdale.
Oh, wow.
Never heard of Bobby Washables.
No, I haven't, but I like the name. I was at a school open evening a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a dad with some trainers. They were so bad, I had to take a picture of it, because I saw on the back of the trainers the worst brand of trainer I've ever seen. They were called Hey Dude.
That can't be real.
Hey Dude trainer. I've got a picture. I can show you the picture.
Hey Dude
trainers. I zoomed in on his trainers on the back of it. It was a weird thing to do at a school open evening. But that's the worst dad trainer you can imagine.
Hey Dude. Hey. Don't wear it, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a bet.
Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet. Get a free bet builder on a selected match each week. Use pre-match min odds evens, value £1 to £20. Terms apply. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Gambleaware.org.
What is all that?
8 pages of totally confusing notes, mate.
Oof. You need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. AI Note Assist summarised it down to a page for me.
Smart. Saves hours.
Yes, it does. More time for my sci-fi dramas.
Nice.
Summarise, format and spell check easily with Note Assist. Galaxy AI is here on the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features.
At AJ Bell, we're all about making investing easy. It's why Which rate nobody higher than us for ease of use. So easy, anyone can invest. Your mum, your nan, a nun, a nun's nan, a nun's nan's mum, a man named Ron, Dom, a dog named Dom, or a tomcat called Tom, a baker, a banker, a waiter, a tank engineer, even someone called Barry.
Hello.
Yes, an actual Barry. Can invest easily with AJ Bell. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did speak.
No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
Will that souffle collapse? Who's got a soggy bottom? Can they stand the heat or will they have to get out of the kitchen? When the judge takes a bite and picks your favourite as the winner. There's no feeling like live TV. However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels and all those must-see moments we love to talk about. To find out more, search TV licence.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Dev knows stuff. Dev knows that National Express coaches take you right to the terminal door of major UK airports. Dev knows his seat will recline and his phone will be plugged in to charge. Dev knows that with airport fares from £5.70 one way, he'll have extra cash for fancy drinks with umbrellas. Dev also knows how to say, "Hello reception, there's a crab eating nuts in my minibar," in Spanish. If you know, you go. Book now at nationalexpress.com. £1.50 booking per month. You can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Whether you're screaming from the stands or the sofa, Virgin Bet has even more for you to shout about this season, because we're giving you a totally free bet builder on a selected football match every week this season. So get ready to make some noise. Join us and claim your bet builder free bet every week. Virgin Bet, a good bet.
Use Bet Builder free bet on selected match by kickoff. Min odds evens. Max one free bet, £1 to £20. Except via pop-up. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Gambleaware.org.
Christmas cash countdown.
Christmas cash countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash. You could win £300,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 15th of November at 5pm.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £300,000 with our Christmas cash countdown. Grabbing a loss from the jaws of victory. Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio.
have had an avalanche, a landslide of people remembering another brand.
Yes.
NAFCO.
NAFCO
54.
54, yes.
So bad.
The NAF jacket. Oh, so NAF. Yeah, weren't they, really? The brand embodied the
I don't know
the
where
look.
These brands came from, because you couldn't get them in
massive.
The shops.
Yeah, they were market only.
Market only, man. Market fashion. Only. Bring
Doesn't
back those days.
Doesn't happen anymore, does it? I suppose what you get them on Temu now instead. That's the modern equivalent
what?
Of the marketplace.
What's Temu?
It's like a cheap Amazon, isn't it?
That's, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I've never used it.
Is it legit? What are you
so.
Peddling?
No, I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, man, if you're getting some shit. Is this the dark web? What else can you buy on there?
No, I've never been on there. But they do knock off naff-looking stuff. But I
thing
don't
is,
shop there.
We want to make it clear, we're not judging.
No.
In fact, I had terrible clothes growing up.
You have to have worn bad trainers at some point in your life to appreciate what you've got now.
You've had to know the emotional and physical pain of having to wear rock-solid, cheap market trainers to appreciate anything that you can buy yourself
exactly,
in adulthood.
Yeah, when I wore my Gola football boots on the pitch for the first time, we got them from Jonathan James and I wanted some nice Adidas ones. That was painful, so you got to go through it.
Jonathan James was a shop in Nottingham shoe
JJ's,
shop.
Oh yeah.
JJ's.
Yeah, legendary, yeah.
Which also did fake kickers called US Brass.
Ooh.
The plastic versions of kickers.
Wow, yes. So who is it? Someone's just saying LA gears that light up. That was a great
They had
one.
Lights in the sole, so that when you danced or moved or any contact with the floor, little lights
light up sole still exists now, but LA gears not so much.
Man, this is a wonderful walk down memory lane, just in very poor footwear that will light up in the dark. Just to remind you, of course, on next Sunday, a week tomorrow, we are all going to be at the London Palladium for Absolute Radio Live, a huge night of comedy hosted by myself and John Richardson. And the lineup is incredible. Dara O'Brien, Phil Wang, Judy Love, Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle, and Absolute Radio's very own Glenn Moore. It's in honour of the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. I was in that hospital this time last year, and you can win a pair of tickets to the event. Head over to absoluteradio.co.uk/win and answer one simple question to win. But if you'd like to buy some tickets, you can go to absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. And in even better news, hold on right there, because imminently I will tell you how you can win £1,000 thanks to Virgin Bet.
We'll be right back.
pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm from 45.
We're giving you the chance to win £1,000 cash. It's all to celebrate Virgin Bet's Bet Builder, where you can get a totally free Bet Builder on a selected football match every week of the season with Virgin Bet. So this time we've switched things up. You get to build your own quiz. You've got to answer three questions, one easy, one medium and one hard, from three different categories, football, music and film. The more difficult the question, the more cash you could win. Predict which category you think you'll perform the best in to make the best bet on yourself. So if you're up for the challenge and want to score yourself this amazing cash prize, text in and enter now. Text Virgin Bet to 81215. The lines will be open until 3:10 and we'll pick one caller at random to play. You need to be 18 years old or over, and rules are at absoluteradio.co.uk. As always, terms apply, 18 plus, bet responsibly, gambleaware.org.
Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet. Use pre-match only, min odds evens. Value varies £1 to £20, except via pop-up weekly. Terms apply, 18 plus, bet responsibly, gambleaware.org.
Took a bite out of mountain range. Thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, I wanna go. All the way to the horizon. I took a drink at the ocean and I'm treading water there before I drown. Let's dive, I wanna dive to the bottom of the ocean. That way.
Absolute Radio. Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet. Get a free bet builder on a selected match each week. Use pre-match min odds evens, value £1 to £20. Terms apply. 18 plus bet responsibly. Gambleaware.org.
Did you know that joint and muscular pain can have many causes? Flarin helps stop pain, relieves swelling and eases stiffness. No other ibuprofen is more effective for joint pain. So, let's hear from a satisfied Flarin user.
I'm so pleased to have discovered Flarin. It's my go-to for joint pain.
Flarin, available at larger Boots stores. Flarin joint and muscular pain relief 200mg soft capsules contains ibuprofen. Always read the label. To verify claims, visit flarin.co.uk.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. For price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
This is Liam's big day. He's got the head mic, the musicians, the drone to shower the rose petals, and a life-size ice sculpture of his bride.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you.
Best of all, he got all these wedding surprises with his new Barclaycard Platinum credit card, saving him interest and helping spread his costs. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Barclaycard, make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Waitrose glorious treacle glazed turkey crown is juicy and brined for tenderness. Topped with treacle cured bacon and filled with pork, chestnut and bacon stuffing. It's so good we'd understand if you offered to carve it just so you could pinch a piece of bacon. Now, we're not encouraging you to do this, but we'd understand if you did. Waitrose Glorious Treacle Glazed Turkey Crown. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Subject to availability and delivery slots. Available to order online until 15th of December and in stores from 19th of December.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
School reunion. What am I doing getting these people together after all these years? The last time we shared a room, there was leg warmers and rah-rah skirts involved.
We can't help the uncertainty around getting old friends together. But when it comes to bringing your old pensions together, we can help. Transfer all your old pensions into one place. To combine, go to standardlife.co.uk. Transferring pensions won't be right for everyone. Money invested is at risk. Provided by Phoenix Life Limited, trading as Standard Life. For full details, visit standardlife.co.uk.
Okay. Mum, Dad, you're in our room. What? We're in Jess's room. Jess, Daisy, Sophie and Layla, you're in Daisy's room.
Yes.
Nan, you're in the spare room.
Get
him. Michael, Mickey, you've won the sofa.
Oh, cool.
Uncle John, you're in the living room floor. Auntie Trish and Uncle Colin, you're in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in the shed.
Oh.
Big festive get-together coming up? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Whether you're singing songs dressed as a traffic cone at the Ali Pali, roaring yourself hoarse on the first day of Cheltenham, or hugging a complete stranger after a 98th-minute win. At Virgin Bet, we always want you to have a great time without ever losing track of your betting. So whilst there's no such thing as a dead cert, it's a good bet will help you keep it fun and safe. Visit our safer gambling hub for more info. Virgin Bet, a good bet. Bet responsibly. 18 plus, gamblerware.org.
Absolute Radio. Radio.
never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Tatler, do you recall? The house was very small.